producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you staying in this morning? Are you even up and at it? 888-302-3684. I have a couple of ways this hour to test your mental acumen on this New Year's Day. How do you feel about it being Friday, the 1st of January, 2016? How do you feel about this new year? Are you feeling like this is going to be a much better year? I'm confident it's going to be a better year in oh so many different ways. I just have that feeling in my bones. A lot of people that support me in the way that I think and what we do here on this program say the same thing. So let's hope that that's the case for all of us. Our motivating thought for the day today from Henry David Thoreau: go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you have imagined. That underscores what Uri Geller has told us. That underscores what many philosophers say. Underscores the feeling of those who understand how the mind works. Mind is so powerful. Why don't you make a New Year's resolution to listen to your mind, listen to your gut, listen to your inner thoughts more than you did last year or the year before? Every year is a year of growth. I'd like to think that that was the way it is. Author Neil Gaiman said in our thought of the day today, I hope that in this year to come you make mistakes. Because if you're making mistakes, then you're making new things, trying new things, learning new things, living, pushing, changing yourself, changing your world. You are doing things you've never done before, and more importantly, you are doing something. Do something. Don't do nothing, because when you do nothing, you go backwards. Your life spirals into that pit. No, keep doing physical, mental, spiritual things so that your life will be as the old, what was it, Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, life is worth living. And on a day like today when there is so much hope and promise, and I didn't say hope and change, you'll notice, I said hope and promise. Maybe somebody can use that this year as a slogan. Anyway, well, what we need is not slogans, we need action. We need to have people involved and enthusiastically involved about change. Change is the most important thing that we all witness on this planet, whether you realize it or not. What we're seeing and feeling and sensing is the change going on. Mother Nature, the Earth, however you want to give credit to this 4.5 billion year old small ball floating through space, it's so powerful. This is what religion doesn't really teach you. But it is a practical fact that the Earth and the solar system and the galaxy and the planets and the universe all sort of work together. Uri Geller uses the word synchronicity. It's a great term. He said it was coined by Jung. I didn't realize that. We learned that in the last hour, Kenny. Synchronicity comes from a Jungian phrase. Jung and Freud, probably the two best, at least in the modern era. Socrates and some of the other, Plato was pretty good about understanding people's minds and their motivation. But in the modern era, Freud and Jung, who in real life were cousins. Did you know that? That Jung, Carl Jung, and Freud were cousins. Yeah. And so when they had differing points of view, they worked together for a long time. And then, because Freud was so motivated, he said everything that humans do is motivated by sex. And Jung didn't agree with that philosophy. If you study Freudian thinking, you'll notice he's written lots of books, but you could probably boil it down to one page, one chapter, one word. Everything that we do is sexually motivated. Now, that may be the case. You can make an argument for that, how we think and what we do. And I don't mean that men think about sex every 14 seconds or whatever it is. What's that statistic? Every 40 seconds or some other silly thing? It's probably true how often men think about sex versus how often women think about it. But in terms of how the grandeur of our mind works and what gets us to do things, I'm not sure that I always think that they're so sexually motivated. But Jung was very much a part of, he was a naturalist, a naturist almost, in that, and Thoreau was too, that people did things because it was in their nature to do them. And then if you, and I don't try to make this a philosophy lesson, but because of the book and the thinking that Deepak Chopra has made popular in the last few months, even his new book about DNA and genomes and how all of us come from that single explosion, the Big Bang, which was carbon initiated, and thinking then, I mean, it can really get heavy. This could get so, we can dig really into the weeds here with this. But I think maybe that would be a good thing for us to do a little bit more of, to be a little more provocative in our thinking, a little more interested in finding out the story behind the story. That may be a good thing for the new year. Try it. If you're curious about something, first, a great handle on the future is to be curious now. Look forward to the future with a curiosity, that innocent curiosity. Maybe I'm feeling that way because I have this beautiful little boy whose name is Miles, who's a year old, my daughter's son, and he's the most curious, but genuinely, you know, kids, children are curious. We all were like that when we were children, sticking our finger into places we're not supposed to do it. And your mother said, no, don't put your finger there. And that's the first sign of limitation, when your mother or father say to you, no, don't do that. Well, you want to protect him. You're not doing it for negative reasons. You're not doing it because, you don't want him to stick his finger in the socket because it would hurt. You don't want him to stick his finger in the stove because it would hurt. You don't want him to stick his finger in the pencil sharpener because it'll hurt. So you're protecting, but it's the way you do it. And I don't know what the better way of doing it is, other than say no. Well, I don't know that Miles, at a year old, knows what no means, but I'm thinking he's getting it, because I watched him take some food. He's having dinner. And didn't everybody, when you think about even yourself, Kenny, or children that you've seen, Peter, you're not married, you don't have children, but maybe you have seen it in your family, where that Miles looks right at his mother and smiles. Both dogs are sitting around his high chair, and he's now beginning to eat solid food. So he grabs in his finger, or his fingers, and he puts in his mouth, and he takes two handfuls. One he puts in his mouth, and the other one he looks at his mother, and he sticks his hand over the side of the tray and he drops it on the floor for the dogs. And it has a reward of its own, because the dogs are right there and they want the food, and it excites him to make the dogs happy. That's all. He's not doing anything wrong. What's wrong with that? He's feeding the dogs. But it's so fun to see how his mind works. One hand for me, one hand for them. And the dogs are great. They'll stick their nose on the tray, maybe, or they'll put their nose up close enough so, because they know when he's moving his hand that he's going to give them something to eat. And it's, I believe there's some, I'm sure there is not, I don't believe there is, I'm sure there is some sort of desire on his part, even at that age, to get satisfaction. Our brains are wired for satisfaction. And that's how we learn things. We satisfy whatever that need is in our brain to have a pleasant exchange, okay? The reward is the dogs are happy. He can look at his mother and she'll say with a frown, instead of saying no, because they don't understand no. I mean, they learn to understand no, or even please don't do that. It's an expression on her face that will stop him from doing it, because he doesn't understand the words, but he understands her emotion by the expression on her face. Because when she sees him coming toward her, she has this big, beautiful smile. He's now able to say, Mom, kind of, at a year. He knows who his mother is, and he's beginning to be a little bit like the mothery, I don't know, whether I'm trying to remember what Megan was like when she was little at that age, and whether she inadvertently was attracted to her mother or me, and would come to us. At this point, he's getting to be, he knows who his mother is, and when she's not in sight close by, he sometimes gets a little uneasy. You can see, Mommy! And he doesn't say that, but he'll cry a little bit. And then he'll look at her, again, if she's feeding him, and get that great satisfaction of taking the food, one for me and one for them. It's the cutest. It really is. It's the cutest thing. And it's fresh, like the new year. Have you seen some of these photos? They're beautiful. I've been looking in the last 14, 15 minutes at some beautiful fireworks displays. There is one that I'm looking at in Sydney, Australia. The purple hue and the green hue and the yellow hue of these fireworks. That's another thing. I don't understand. Who knows? Does anybody know about fireworks? 888-302-3684. How they're made, how they get all these colors, and how they get them to explode. I was watching them on the beach here last night as they're blowing up all over the place. And I'm thinking, I've thought this before on the 4th of July or whatever else you see fireworks. How do they, how they build them so that they are going to work the way they work? The explosives have to be timed just at the right, in the right way for when it gets to 1,000 feet or whatever it is, so they go boom, and this plume of beauty, this light comes, you know, covers a large area. How does that work? Fascinating stuff. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying the new year. I hope you celebrated well last night. You said goodbye to a sucky year. As far as I'm concerned, last year sucked. So let's have a better one this year. 18 past the hour. Happy New Year on Good Day.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like a Williams Digital Piano for just $169, Ernie Ball Cobalt Slinky Guitar Strings, buy two, get one free, or a five-pack of Hohner harmonicas with case, just $15. There has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big. New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the team. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Ah, the beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag what's your why at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use it directly. Behavior support increases chances of success.
You know, we were talking about the fireworks displays. Unfortunately, the city of Rochester, New York had to cancel, or they felt like they had to cancel their fireworks display. Supposedly, there was a terror plot, and it was real. In the minds of local officials, anyway, it was real. And I think they found somebody that was culpable in this, too, didn't they? Kenny, some guy was arrested named Emmanuel Luchtman.
Yeah.
He was supposedly plotting to attack people in a restaurant in Rochester, charged with attempting to provide material support to Daesh. This is going to go on this year. Don't you hope that we can just get somehow or other figure out a way of getting rid of these people? But it's not so much as has been pointed out in the last 3 or 4 days, especially by some pretty eminent philosophers. Even if you get rid of every member of ISIS, the problem is still there unless you deal with why they have power in the first place. That's the most important project, perhaps, for this new year. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We use mobile devices.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. 3 days in the living room. Three, I'm gonna feel all
over. Three. We're going to keep this My Three Songs contest going. One of the most popular contests we've had here on Good Day for a long time. And here's what happens. On the holiday, there are a lot of people who listen to this program because stations carry it live. They might carry it at a different time of the day. Maybe you're working, so you don't have a chance to participate. So this gives a lot of new people a chance to play and participate with us in one way or another. Number here is 888-302-3684. This contest features three songs by three different artists that have something in common. There's a theme, a thread to these songs. So if you can figure out what there is about these songs that connects them or ties them together, you'll call us at 888-302-3684, and the winner will get an HP Photostrip package of paper for use with the HP photo booth. All you have to do is download a free app to your phone, take a series of four fun pictures and print them out. It's that easy. And you'll also qualify for an HP 5540 Wi-Fi printer. Get 3 months of instant ink as well. Perfect for a family or an office. This is very cool because the printer automatically tells the folks at HP that you need ink, and they send it to you. That's what you sign up for. So all of that is free as you move yourself into the thought process of figuring out what these songs are. First one comes from ABBA. Very appropriate. A song recorded in 1980. The record label released it in 1999 as a single to promote a new greatest hits album. When they recorded it, they had given the song the working title of Daddy Don't Get Drunk on Christmas Day. For the last 10 years, the song's been released, gone up the charts in Sweden, Denmark, and the Netherlands every year. Happy New Year by ABBA is song number one in the My Three Songs contest. The second song from the Eagles. Song appeared on the B-side of their 1978 single, Please Come Home for Christmas. That single was the first Christmas song to reach the top 20 on the charts since Roy Orbison's Pretty Paper back in 1963. Bong, bong, bong. All right, so the second one Eagles and Funky New Year. 888-302-3684. What ties these songs together? The third one is by U2. What could be the connection here? 888-302-3684. Happy New Year by ABBA. Funky New Year by the Eagles. New Year's Day by U2. G. This song came out in 1983. Their first charted hit in the U.S. actually was this song. Also became their first international hit. Hit the charts in 11 different countries around the world. And the video for this song, Kenny, was one of the first to go into heavy rotation on MTV. So, that's the story. I was actually watching MTV yesterday for last night. I think I was just flipping through the channels as I was falling off to sleep. They have all kinds of stuff. It's not just music anymore. There was a movie on MTV.
Not any music on there anymore.
No more music at all. Really? Yeah. So why do they call it MTV? Why do they call it junk TV?
That's a good question.
Thank you. I thought it was a good question. All right, let's see who we got here. Hello, who's this? Hello, hello.
Hello.
Peter. Hi, how you doing? Who's this?
John.
Hey, John, where are you calling from?
Owensboro, Kentucky.
Yeah, how are you doing? Happy New Year. Did you have a good night last night?
Yes, sir.
You did. That's good. You don't have to call me sir. It's nice, though. I appreciate the respect. So what do these three songs have in common?
The New Year.
New Year's. Yes. Have you actually been to sleep yet, or are you still up from last night?
Oh, yeah, I went to sleep.
You did. Did you have a couple of drinks before you went to sleep?
Oh, of course.
Did you? What did you drink?
A little beer, a little bit of vodka.
Really? Beer and vodka together?
Yeah.
Really? I can't imagine anything that's bad.
Mostly beer, just a little bit of vodka.
Beer and vodka together. That's a combo and a half.
New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. How often do you listen to this radio program?
Quite a bit.
Yeah. And so
I usually wake up pretty early, so yeah.
You use the radio program to help you get to work? Are you usually on your way to work about this time?
Usually go to work a little bit later.
All right. Okay. Hold on a second. Happy New Year. You're going to get the HP stuff, 20EX and 29 after on Good Day.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes manuals online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes manuals online are now available at Haynes.com.
When I think of all the great deals I could get at Happy Honda Days, it's like,
I'm a beautiful princess, so I'm in my chariot so I can ride out the ball in style.
Then I hear it's a KBB.com best value brand, and I'm all,
a princess still appreciates a good deal when she gets one.
Joyous deals for every side of you. Hurry into the Happy Honda Days sales event now. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2016 Odyssey at your Honda dealer.
Based on 2015 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. See dealer for financing details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Last guy said some vodka and beer. I don't know about that. Sounded like he was doing okay, though, Kenny. Kenny Kessler here. Peter Trahan is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Rich is off. Jennifer is off. Jennifer was up most of the night. I knew that was going to happen. And Roberta, who knows where the hell she is. I give up on that one. Okay, so for the new year, new thoughts, new ideas. There's a tradition here. Program focuses on many of the top 10 talk topics. I happen to do four radio programs. This is the mainstay, the Good Day program, on every day, 4 in the morning until 10 East Coast time. And then I do the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is aired a couple of hours every weekend on many of the same stations. It deals with more serious issues. Thanks to Kenny's research and the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, put together the top 10 issues of the week. And then we have excerpts from various radio programs around the country that more or less demonstrate how the conversations took place in the main. And then I do a program called The American Family Farmer, which is aimed at helping farmers specifically on mostly ag stations and networks around the country. And then there is the Good Day Health program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, that airs every weekend as well. And we'll be doing that live tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 East Coast time. If you have a medical question, you want to get an answer, the facts, the stories, the opinions, clarification of issues that may be bothering you, help yourself to that as well. So the reason that I bring all of this stuff up is because it is what I'm curious in my own world about all of these things. And I like to bring bits and pieces of these things to you in the context of what I know and what you maybe would like to know or ought to know, or maybe you don't know and you don't care. My idea is to stimulate you so you do care. Then we have lively conversations with all the people that are on the air here. And you can always feel free to exchange with us at 888-302-3684, because we all have strong opinions. That's why we're all here. The ladies and gentlemen have a good day. And I don't want to work on more or less the same stuff that everybody else does. But with a countdown show, I kind of have to, because it's about what's of general interest on a lot of the issue-oriented talk radio programs that are on these same stations that my Good Day program is on. So, as a result of that, our poll over the weekend always brings up the top 10 talk topics of the week, and you can tell us which one. We have them in order as far as the research is concerned. That is, where was the most interest and where was the least interest, at least in the top 10. But you can tell us which one is most important to you, whether it be the presidential race. This week's list happens to be the top 10 items for the whole year of 2015, and the presidential race came out on top. Black Lives Matter and the police shootings came out as second. Daesh and the fight in Islam was third. Immigration and refugee policies was fourth. The terror attacks were fifth. The Iran nuclear deal was sixth. What's going on with the Russians and the Syrians tended to be number seven. Discussion of climate change, global warming, that sort of thing. Mrs. Clinton and Benghazi. That movie, by the way, is coming out, I believe, this week or next week? I'm pretty sure that it's either this coming a week from today or 2 weeks from today at the latest. The Benghazi movie, the Michael Bay Benghazi movie. This going to stir the pot? Oh, won't that put a flashlight or a spotlight back onto that thing all over again? Just when they wanted it all, I understand. I don't know this for a fact. My son happens to be in the movie business, and there was a rumor floating around that there were some inside machinations. I think Paramount produced this with Michael Bay. So there were people, you know, the Clintons know their way around. They get a lot of money that's been donated to the Clinton Foundation, and they've always known their way around Hollywood well. So you don't think there were a few calls that were made? Not unlike what the NFL did to the movie Concussion, which is out right now. And if you haven't seen that, you ought to. If you have anybody in your family, boy, nephew, grandson, who plays football, or you ever played football, you need to see this movie. And even the movie, as damning as it is, the NFL got involved in it, and they paid the producers to take about 40% of the damning information out. Did you know that, Kenny? Brendan said
rumors.
They came up with a lot of dough to get him to take the worst material. And the material is in there is bad. So you can only imagine how bad the movie would have been if the NFL hadn't inveigled themselves in. And I think and even disappointment is not the right word. I guess maybe it's business as usual and people can be bought off, as the NFL proved in this movie, because there are all kinds of people who have seen the movie that was first produced, and this what's in the theaters now is nothing in comparison to what was in the movie. And Will Smith will sort of gingerly step aside when he's asked that question in interviews, but you can see by his body language that he hit the nerve, hit the nail in the head, went, well, how much stuff was edited out of that movie? Well, there was a little bit of this, and puff, 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 puff. But you know, and it was eaten up. Well, the Benghazi thing, the point I'm making is that the movie, the folks who put it together, got a few calls from people who were connected to the Clintons, trying to get them to either soften it or not even release it. And, you know, I think about that, and I think to myself, okay, so what is that going to do? All that does is, you know, it's going to get out. All that does is make you look more guilty when you say you aren't guilty. And what is she guilty of? She's not any more or less guilty in this circumstance than half the rest of the people in the government that wanted to. It wasn't that they wanted to. They were just all asleep. It's too bad that four people died. They died because the government is too big. It's not able to, you can't, everything's so, there's so many people working, so many moving parts to, whether it's the State Department, whether it's the Defense Department, Environmental, any of these big government agencies, they're just too big. They're unwieldy. They don't communicate. And they're subject to human failures and foibles. And you know as well as I do that we don't have the best and the brightest working in government anyway. Even if there are good people on the top, you're only as good as the people in the last guy in the chain. If he or she's no good, then you got nothing. And I'm convinced that in the case of Benghazi, there was bad communication. The government doesn't know what the hell it's doing anyway, no matter what area you're in. And this was not done purposely. I think there are some people who think they try to cover this stuff up to make them not look so culpable, and there may be something to that. But, you know, there's plenty of this stuff going on all over the place. Those of you who are, and there may be some success to trying to get her indicted before she becomes president. Smashing. This is New Year's Day. No politics. Here's something that's really terrific. And this comes for the people in my life that I love, who love animals, dogs specifically. This is about as good a story, a positive way of helping the increasing amount of terror the dogs have to go through before they are put down in these shelters all around the country. Do you know how many dogs every day, by the thousands, are killed in these shelters because people irresponsibly allow dogs to procreate, and the puppies that are all over the place, they don't have homes, many of them. So there's a new movement afoot in cities across our country. Many, if not most of the units, probably the city where you live, has a canine corps, right? The police car that goes around town, it's got a big K and the number 9, the canine corps. And traditionally, they've used mostly German Shepherds. Many, well, a few other breeds, but mostly German Shepherds. So now there's a move afoot to use dogs instead of these purebreds that have been trained here in our country and around in Europe. By the way, this is very expensive. If you ever want to see, I'm on the town meeting in Framingham where I live, and I look at the police budget and how much money is spent to train these dogs. They spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to train a single dog. And most police departments have a couple of them. And now what's happening, thanks to a trainer in San Antonio, he's trying to show law enforcement around the country that you can get the same work without it costing you anything by turning to the countless number of dogs that are on doggy death row. I think this is terrific. And Kenny, maybe you want to post this on Facebook. What they need, according to the trainer, is a chance to prove themselves. And these dogs work every bit as hard as the purebred dogs that we brought in. Some of them come in from overseas into our country. The fellow's name is Brad Croft. He and his military staff this year alone rescued 60 dogs from shelters across his region. They've trained the dogs in drug detection, explosive detection, scent tracking, other work. And so once they're fully trained, they are delivered to local police departments and doesn't cost the police departments a penny. So in my mind, this guy is a hero. You know, we're always talking. We misuse that term hero. We use it and apply it in nonsensical ways to people that aren't heroes at all. This guy is a hero. And I'm looking at the story. He does 15 dogs in each class. Classes last a couple of months. They're on track to save another 100 dogs at the moment from euthanasia. And if you look at the stats, there's 945,000 dogs last year were euthanized in our country. 1 million dogs euthanized. Meredith and I went to a kill shelter in Brooklyn to get Millie. You heard me talk about Millie. Great little dog. She's a neat dog. Very affectionate, warm, protective. She's turned out to be a terrific dog. And it was almost like a mistake because she wasn't the one we were really looking at. We were looking at some males that needed to be neutered, and she just popped her head up in a cage in the back of the room, and thank God. You know, that's one of those things that is not an accident. This dog did not come to us as an accident. And so was so pleased to have saved the dog. But there are another 1 million that are just like her that are going to be killed if something isn't done, if people don't go in. I'm looking at a story of a dog named Sadie, who's a mixed breed, picked up off the street by animal control workers. And this fellow, Croft, says this is the star of the class. She's like a miracle dog, he says. It's an amazing feeling because a lot of these dogs, the same kind of a dog, gets put down. And there's a picture of him. If you can see the story, it's on the ABC website, Kenny, of this guy. This little mutt. he doesn't look... They look like about a 40-pound, 45-pound dog. Not at all like the canine dogs, the sniffers and the smellers that you're used to seeing that are basically German Shepherds. This is just a fun-looking little dog. And imagine now, I'm hoping I have, through this story, planted the seed in the minds of people who work for police forces that you can save a dog, get him trained. There has to be a way for this guy to train other officers so that they can do this all over the country. What a great... I'm so proud to be able to bring a story to you like that. Isn't that cool? What a great way to think about it. Those of us who are dog lovers and animal lovers, a good way for us to start the year is with a story like that. Thank you. Does that make you feel good? It makes me feel good.
Yeah, much better than politics.
Yeah, and a million, but I mean, when you think about a million of these dogs every year get euthanized, you know how many that means there are on the street? Because they only pick up one out of ten that's wandering around on the streets. Millions of dogs just wandering around everywhere. So, next time you need a dog, think about a dog from that environment. Meanwhile, speaking of thinking about things, how about I remind you, as we get into the new year, about your looks? You want to look like a million, feel like a million? Listen to this. Here's Corey in New Jersey, listening to the on the station in Trenton. This is a great product. I'm talking now about Provia. This may be a new product for you if you're new to the program. Don't listen all the time. This is a product to enhance your hair. Your hair may be falling out. If it is, you need this product so you can replace the hair that has fallen out. Fuller, more beautiful hair. It'll feel stronger. That's what this fellow said. He started using this a year ago. And it's proven it takes about... I was in a doctor's office yesterday getting something else checked out. And I was talking to the doctor. You know me. The doctor had a beautiful head of hair. But the doctor has nothing to do with hair. But I was just talking to him about his hair. I said, geez, for his age, he's my age, maybe a little younger. Great head of hair. Thick. I said, is this hereditary? And he said, no, you want me to tell you a secret? I've had my hair moved around a little bit. So he's, okay, he's done that. A lot of people do. It's very expensive and it's very painful to do that. This is much easier. And believe it or not, I told this guy about Provia. He said, that sounds very interesting. The way that you get people's attention is to tell them they can get their hair back or their money back by using Provia. 800-525-8319. So how does it work? It cleanses the pores in your scalp. I always put my hands on my own scalp because I got a little spot in the back that I use Provia on, trying to get little fuzz back there growing again. But because you've used cheap shampoos over the years and you've used other things, hair grease and things to keep it in shape. And by the way, this is for men and women both. You plugged up the pores so the new follicles of hair, when the old ones fall out, the new ones can't get through. So this is a simple premise. Cleanse those pores and get your hair back. That's it. 800-525-8319. Your million-dollar look guaranteed. Take you about 3 to 4 months, and then you'll get that much. The Provia that you get, you'll get about that much in your order. Try it, like it, use it. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319.
What's cooking in kitchen design trends for 2016? We caught up with HGTV design stars David Bromstad and Emily Henderson for The Scoop at the launch party for LG's new black stainless steel series.
I love stainless steel. It's very classic, but it's also nice to have something new, like another option out there. And the black stainless steel is the new option. It makes it feel really modern and really fresh.
LG's David Vanderwall.
This finish is smudge resistant, fingerprint resistant. Now you have the opportunity to make your appliances be part of your design in your kitchen. So what we've done is brought together Emily and David, and they brought to life Pinterest boards all about how to make a kitchen really explode with design possibilities.
Through January 29th, create your own Pinspiration board of anything that inspires kitchen design with LG's newest black stainless finish for a chance to win a kitchen suite of your own, $25,000, and a design console
consult with Emily or David, visit hgtv.com/LGContest.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Around the country and around the world, Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com is here with some New Year's travel resolutions. I got a couple that I want to question her about. I'm resolving to make sure I get the right number and try to find somebody to talk to when I make my reservations. How about you? What's your New Year's travel resolution? We have some ideas along that line in a moment here on Good Day.
Right now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for everyone in your family during Kohl's 25% off Nike sale. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. But hurry, Kohl's 25% off Nike sale ends Saturday. Shop now, online, and in stores. Make your move. Kohl's. Select styles, promotional offers, and coupons do not apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music.
Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there's never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, New Year's Day. Our thanks to Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com. We're the Frommer Travel Guides, internationally known for their accuracy. Kind of a fun thing to have you here on New Year's. Are you traveling today or this weekend?
No, I'm home. I was traveling last week, but I'm thrilled to be home and celebrating New Year's with friends and family and with you. Happy New Year's.
Thank you. Same to you. How hard was it to travel this past week or so for you?
Oh, boy. Well, this week,
the weather and stuff.
It wasn't bad for me. I was just driving between New York and Philadelphia, so we had balmy weather. But I think it was pretty darn hard for the rest of the country.
A lot of trouble for airlines, especially, yeah. So,
crazy weather.
Yeah. So what do we do in the new year differently to make things better or easier for us in the main, whether it's the plane, the train, cars? What sort of things do we need to resolve in resolution form?
Well, I've given up resolving to lose 10 pounds. I think it's better to be more realistic nowadays. So I'm making resolutions to make my life better, which for me means I want to travel somewhere new this year.
Mm-hmm.
I always go to the same places over and over, and I find whenever I go for work, I go to visit family. Even as a travel expert, sometimes you get stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
So I find that there's nothing better for reducing your life for learning something new about yourself and going somewhere new. And when I do so, I'm going to do advanced research, by which I mean I'm going to rent movies that take place in that place. So I'm going to get myself excited for the trip. I'll see the destination. I'll learn something about the history. I'll read books of history and art history, and I'll read the local newspaper to see what the issues are before I go there, so that I go as an intelligent person who has some kind of insight into the place I'm going and will understand
in
better and get more out of it.
Yeah.
And also, you know what? That brings the vacation into your normal life.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you happy. You know, I'm going to be going there in 2 months, but I'm going to start my vacation now by dreaming about it.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. Thought gets you halfway there. I've been thinking about two specific trips, and I said last year I was going to start taking time off. I never take a vacation. I haven't had a vacation, so to speak, from this program since I started doing it 28 years ago. And
the fact
that we're on holidays and stuff, I don't feel like I need a vacation, although a couple of people have told me I should perhaps change my attitude toward that. So I'm looking around at some things to do. And, part of the mystique here is to look at the picture and say, wow, look at that. How fantastic is that? So that's a good place for you to start. Start dreaming about where you want to go. Suggest Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.